Mentally, she now was a young and innocent girl. Nowhere in her mind, not even in the deepest recesses of her subconscious, was there the slightest inkling that she had even existed since her 15th year. It was staggering. It was unheard of. But it was indubitably a fact. For her, now, the intervening time had lapsed instantaneously, had disappeared so utterly as never to have been. "You have been very ill, Dessa," he told her gravely, "and you are no longer a child." He led her into another room and up to a triple mirror. "See for yourself."
"But that isn't I," she protested. "It can't be. Why, she's beautiful."
"You're all of that," the lensman agreed casually. "You've had a bad shock. Your memory will return shortly, I think. Now you must get back to bed." She did so, but not to sleep. Instead, she went into a trance. And so almost did Kinnison. For over an hour he lay intensely asprawl in an easy chair, the while he engraved day by day a memory of missing years into that bare storehouse of knowledge. And finally the task was done. "Sleep, Dessa," he told her then. "Sleep. Waken in 8 hours, whole."
"Lensman, you're a man." Geron realized vaguely what he had done. "You didn't give her the truth, of course."
"Far from it. Only that she was married and is a widow. The rest of it is highly fictitious. Just enough like the real thing so she can square herself with herself if she meets old acquaintances. Plenty of lapses, of course, but they're covered by shock."
"But the husband?"
queried the inquisitive Radelegian. "That's her business," Kinnison countered callously. "She'll tell you sometime, maybe, if she ever feels like it. One thing I did do, though, they'll never use her again. The next man that tries to hypnotize her will be lucky if he gets away alive." The advent of Dessa de Pleiades, however, and his curious adventure with her, had altered markedly the lensman's situation. No one else in the throng had worn a screen, but there might have been agents. Anyway, the observed facts would enable the higher-ups to link Fordyce up with what had happened. They would know, of course, that the real Fordyce hadn't done it. He could be Fordyce no longer. Wherefore, the real Chester Q. Fordyce took over, and a stranger appeared. A Posenian, supposedly, since against the heir of Radelix he wore that planet's unmistakable armor. No other race of even approximately human shape could see through a helmet of solid, opaque metal.